This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And it's time for Margaret Gray's Olympic Notebook. Live in Salt Lake City, Margaret Gray is with us from the Olympic venue. All kinds of things, especially today, Margaret, going on with the United States hockey team against the Russian hockey team and the possibility, of course, of playing Canada on Sunday.
Well, Phil, this is Margaret Gray from the Olympic Village. The promise, though, Phil, of these Olympic Games for me has come crashing down. First of all, with the controversy surrounding our women's hockey team and our female figure skaters, and Phil, it is all the more difficult for me because I have my son Jason J. Delmonico with me. He's here to see the Olympics. He was looking forward to returning to Los Angeles to read for Cameron Crowe's new biopic on the comedian Gallagher, but I think our country, as host of the Olympic Games, has seen better days, Phil.
Well, I know that there's been a lot going on the last 24 hours. There was the speed skating controversy.
Well, beyond that, though, first of all, the abuse, the very first insult, and the one that's difficult for me as a mother to deal with was our women's hockey team. First, they abused the Canadian flag by stomping on it in the locker room as some kind of sick motivation. I think that is a disgrace. Then, secondly, they can't back it up. They go out onto the ice and lose. And then, finally, making absolutely no secret of the fact that they are roaring lesbians, standing on the award stand for the entire world to see in navy blue blazers, charcoal movie usher slacks, and State Farm insurance agent loafers. Phil, it looked like a bull dyke charter to the dinosaur.
Hold on, hold on for a minute, okay? Because I don't want it to be perceived that we are somehow gay bashing.
Phil, I am not gay bashing, but I am a mother. And I did have my son with me. And I would have thought that the American women would have been a bit more tasteful than to broadcast their lesbianism, just screaming it out for everyone to see in their blazers and slacks. Come on. They might as well have had a sign hanging around their necks that said, United States Lesbian Hockey Team. Because...
Well, where did you see this?
This was on the award stand last night.
On the award, when they were getting their silver medal?
Yes, they went in, they lost to the Canadians, then went into the locker room and came out wearing the most bull dyke uniforms you've ever seen in your life. I don't mind if we have gay young women playing on our team, Phil, that's fine. I was there with my son. And do they have to broadcast as if they're waiting for the, literally, Phil, as if they're waiting for a charter to the Dinosaur Tournament? So what I'm asking...
All right, So the United States women's hockey team, you're claiming, is populated with lesbians.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. But you don't have to let the whole world in on the secret by wearing your... by trying to dress like a guy. They were trying, Phil, to dress like young... like a graduating class from a young men's prep high school. Was just incredible.
All right, what else?
Then we have the disgrace of the American female figure skaters. Michelle Kwan, Sarah Hughes. It is no secret, Phil, that our female figure skaters down through the years have tried to influence the judges. But I was there last night. I saw some of the things that went on that NBC's cameras did not capture. Michelle Kwan, Sarah Hughes, some of the other female figure skaters skated by the judges' reviewing stand with their back, and it's very important to note, with their backs to the TV camera. As they skated by the judge reviewing stand, at least one of the female American figure skaters, I don't know which one, lifted her skirt, pointed to her crotch, and licked her lips while looking at the judge.
Oh, come on.
Phil, I saw it.
Skated by the judges.
Skated right by the judges, lifted her skirt, pointed to it, mouthed the words, early morning dew, licked her lips, and then skated off.
And NBC did not catch any of this.
No, they did not. I think it's really disgraceful. No wonder the Russians want to leave. And that brings me to my third point. The Russian national team has had a belly full of this disgraceful behavior, from the fact that they had their gold medal robbed from them to the fact that the United States bias toward the United States is evident in some of the other judging and some of the other officiating that is going on in these Olympics. The Russians are threatening to leave, Phil, and we cannot let that happen. If the Russians leave these Olympics, Salt Lake City will become a joke. We cannot let the Russians leave. If we have to eat crow and apologize, if we've got to get on our knees and beg them to stay, dear sweet God, we need the Russians. Otherwise, these Olympics become a joke. You can't have the Olympics when the best athletes in the world are not represented. And Russia, as we all know, has some of the finest athletes that the world has ever seen.
All right, Margaret Gray is with us from Salt Lake City, and this is Margaret Gray's Olympic Notebook. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You've said a lot here, Margaret. You are accusing the women figure skaters for the United States team of skating by the judges' stand, lifting their skirts, pointing to their crotches, and licking their lips.
Yes. Yes. And I wouldn't say anything about it were it not for the fact that my son, Jason J. Delmonico, was with me, and he said to me, "Mommy, why are those women pointing at what he calls their cookie?"
Really?
Yes. Why are those ladies, why are the bad ladies pointing at their naughty parts? And I said, "Jason, I don't know. I was just weary by that point."
And you're also accusing the women's hockey team of coming out and purposefully dressing like bull dykes. Why?
Why am I saying...
No, why would they do that?
Oh, they want to be out and proud, and they want to... First of all, they want to lose. It's not bad enough that they lose and look like a pack of losers. Then they've got to come out and look like a pack of losing bull dykes. That's the part that I don't like. And that's the part that I think our United States Olympic Committee desperately needs to look into.
Now you're also saying that the Russians are threatening to leave because of this.
Yes.
And that we need the Russians.
Phil, we absolutely need the Russian national team. If the Russians leave, these Olympics are an absolute disaster. If we have to get on our knees and beg, if we have to promise them things, if we have to pay them to stay, anything, we must have the Russians because their athletes, frankly, are better than ours. And they've proven that time and time again.
Well, I don't know what deal you could possibly strike. Now, I know you say you've been working on it.
I have, and first of all, I'd like to say to all of our Russian friends, and that means we are very, very sorry that we offended you by giving the gold medal to the Canadians, but we have to give it to the Canadians, otherwise they scream and cry that they're not as good as us, even though they drive domestic American cars. So that's number one. Number two, what I am proposing is that President Putin of Russia and the last American president during the Cold War, Ronald Reagan, together extinguished the Olympic flame on Sunday.
Now, President Reagan is an infirm man. He has Alzheimer's.
I understand that, Phil, but we can help him up to the Olympic flame. The two of them extinguish it, and then President Putin turns to President Reagan and does really, Phil, the only thing that really, the Russians are owed this. He slaps Reagan across the face and says the following, "Don't ever try it again."
That's what it means?
Yes.
So we have an American president who gets his face slapped. Because why?
Because the Russians have been hosed and tooled in ways that only a porn film producer could describe. And I am saying to you, Phil, the only decent thing to do is to slap Reagan in the face, extinguish the flame, and just hope we can forget Salt Lake City as quickly as that bad dream of an Olympics ever entered our lives. It's time we put the flame out on the Cold War.
All right, a lot has been said. You say the Russians have been insulted. They are threatening to leave, and the only way to get them to stay is if Putin is promised to slap Reagan across the face, the last American president during a Cold War.
Reagan won't mind it either. He'll forget he got slapped 30 seconds later. I hate to...
All right, enough with the Alzheimer's jokes, okay?
No, it's not... Seriously, Phil, he won't even know it happened.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. There's a lot to digest there. I guess the most glaring accusation you're making here is that the female Olympic skaters, the women's figure skaters, skated by the judges' stand and lifted their skirts and pointed to their...
What Jason calls the cookie.
That's fine what your son calls it, but they were pointing to their private area, licking their lips. Now, you say nobody saw it because NBC didn't pick it up, so we got to take your word for it.
Believe me, Phil, I saw Peggy Fleming do it in 68. And
so this has been going on for years?
Yes.
Now you're saying that the American female hockey team came out and purposefully dressed like bull dykes during the awards ceremony to what, to embarrass us?
No, to be out and proud and kind of stick it up into the face of the USOC. Phil, this isn't news. My God, Dorothy Hamill used to pull the gusset of her leotard to the side and give the judges a real show. So I'm telling you.
And then you're saying that we have to have the Russians in this Olympic Games. If they go home, as they are threatening to do, the Olympics are shot to hell. And the only way to keep them here is to promise President Putin of Russia the opportunity to slap Reagan across the face.
We need the Russians. I don't care how we do it, but we must have the Russians. They're some of the finest athletes that the world has ever seen.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 here on The Phil Henry Show. This is Margaret Gray's Olympic Notebook. And as you know, there's been a lot of controversy in these Olympics. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back on The Phil Henry Show in a moment.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Margaret Gray's Olympic Notebook continues from Salt Lake City. Margaret Gray talking to us from the Olympic Village, where right now the United States is leading the Soviet Union 3-2 in hockey. And we have with us Margaret. We're not talking about hockey, though. We're talking about the figure skating. We're talking about the women's hockey victory. The figure skating, though, you are claiming the American women skated by the judges' table
and showed a little something that the TV cameras didn't pick up.
All right. Now,
Phil, I think the only decent thing to do is for Sarah Hughes to give her Olympic gold medal to the Russian skater, because, first of all, the Russians have been screwed out of two gold medals. And I think the only thing we can do as a country is to demand that Sarah Hughes hand over her gold medal to the little Russian Irina Slutskaya before there's an all-out bloody war. And Michelle Kwan could certainly do her part by helping out, making some of these Russian athletes happy. Otherwise, the Russians go home. We cannot afford that. Now, I have gotten together with Jason J. Delmonico and members of his middle school class, and I think the children have done something very, very sweet. They've put together a card that's addressed to the Russian Olympic team, and it says the following: Dear Russian Olympic team, we all know that the Olympics are nothing without the Russian team. With you going home, a little part of us will be going with you. Please don't sadden us and millions of children around the world by making us watch only Americans and Canadians and other Europeans. Please, Russia, don't leave the Olympics. Now, I don't think there's anything...
Well, you know, I don't mind you if you don't mind me interrupting.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything wrong with sending that card to the Russian national team and saying, you know, please don't leave. But having President Reagan slapped across the face...
He was the last president during a Cold War. And Phil, the man has Alzheimer's.
Well, why would you disgrace him like that?
We've disgraced the Russians. They deserve that figure skating medal, not the little Canadians. And the whole reason why the Canadians got the medal in the first place is because we'd have to listen to their screaming and crying if we didn't give it to them. You know how they wail and bleat like sheep if they don't get everything that we have. The thing about Canadians is, if they don't have everything that the Americans have, they whine and cry until they get it. We have gold medals, they want gold medals.
Well, you're making it sound like they're kids.
Well, they are. I'm saying, give the Russians their gold medal, allow the Russians to have some dignity, and we can forget this whole thing. Otherwise, big problems. And with that Bull Dyke hockey team, Jesus.
Well, you know what? It's been a long time, Margaret, since gay people have had to hide who and what they are.
All right, but do they have to blast it out like it's a, like it's the eighth wonder of the world? We've got the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, Phil. We've got the pyramids in Egypt, and now we've got the United States Dyke hockey team.
One of the eight wonders of the world. You know, like, I'm just going to go back to what I said.
What, that gays don't have to hide who they are?
No, they don't have to hide who they are. If the women want to stand up there wearing blue blazers and charcoal slacks and what is it you said they were wearing?
Oh, they were wearing those football coach shoes with the big, thick, petroleum-based heels. Did they have to look like a Hugo Boss suit fashion show got awry? Did they have to look like theater ushers?
Well, I think you're homophobic.
How dare you?
No, I think you're homophobic. You're focusing on what a bunch of dykes the women hockey team is, and now you're talking about Michelle Kwan and Sarah Hughes showing their privates. Are you nuts?
I saw it.
All right, well, let's say they did do that, okay? Giving the Olympic medal to the Russians is simply saying that the judging in the Olympics is so absolutely suspect, so completely without any credibility, that we might as well not have any Olympics at all.
What I'm proposing, Phil, is a compromise.
No, you're not proposing any compromise. Slapping President Reagan across the face isn't a compromise. That's a national disgrace.
I am. That is a compromise. I propose that what we do, it's just a little tap.
No. Slapping the president across the face is not a compromise. That is a national disgrace.
Well, Phil, what do you propose? Let the Russians go home? Salt Lake City turns into not the garden spot of America, but the butthole of America. And I will not...
I think you got to get a grip. 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Henry Show. We're trying to figure out how to keep the Russians from leaving and how to make everybody happy. And you don't like the Bull Dykes on the hockey team. And you don't like the...
I wish you wouldn't call me homophobic, though. That is so wrong.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. They're just a whole bunch of butch dykes out of that hockey team, but you're not homophobic.
I'm very hurt that you call me a hobophobic. I have many friends who are of the lesbian faith. And
a what?
What did I say?
Hobophobic?
Yes.
Oh, I see. So you're against homosexuals, is that it?
What are you making fun of?
Homosexual.
I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Yeah. Robert, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Question for Miss Gray. If you're so anti-American, I am not anti-American.
I love this country. I'm trying to have an Olympics that is fair.
Well,
fair and impartial.
My question.
So far, the Russians have been screwed out of two medals. Now, how long do you want to see that go on before it just becomes a joke?
Well, to be quite honest, from what I can tell, I'm not a big Olympic fan, but the Olympics
have always been a sham. Listen to me, because I'm here. And I've seen what's going on.
But I can tell you very, very...
Well, you're not an Olympic fan, so how would you know?
Because I do watch, even though I'm not a fan.
Oh, you're not a fan, but you do watch.
Event.
So in other words, you kind of waste your time with things you're not interested in. Where'd you get this genius?
He's a caller, okay?
You like to talk trash, ma'am, when you absolutely have no clue what you're talking
about.
Well, you don't have any clue because
you're not even a hockey fan or an Olympic fan. Hello? Phil, keep the faggots off.
Well, you come on, all right? He got angry.
He called me a bitch.
Well, you're running around calling everybody a bull dyke. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is here to say that the Olympic judging that has gone on has screwed the Russians out of two medals, plus our women's hockey team dressing like lesbians, and whatever else her problem is. The way to solve it? Have Putin slap Reagan across the face when they put the Olympic flame out Sunday night. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Margaret Gray with us, her Olympic notebook. So the Russians have threatened to leave these Olympics, and you say that it's a disaster if they do.
Absolute disaster, Phil. We need the Russians so desperately. Let me tell you a story, Phil. And I can't believe that I'm actually saying this, but I'm going to say it. The one and only time that I ever strayed from my marriage vows, I had an affair with a Russian weightlifter during the 1988 Olympic Games in Seoul. I was there covering the Olympics for Women's Wear Daily, and I met Yuri in the Olympic Village. We hit it off. He was intelligent, he was well-read, he was an athlete, yet he was an intellectual. I was absolutely just swept off my feet by this very virile, yet very simple man. And we spent four glorious days and nights. We never left his room. And there were complaints. There were complaints of noise. There were complaints. Someone thought that he was beating me. That's how loud I was yelling.
Well, why do I need to know the details, okay?
I'm sorry, but the reason why I'm saying this is that's the affinity I have for the Russian people. And I can assure you, Phil, and I don't mean any offense to American men, it's the best sex I've ever had. Russian men are better than American men.
And the reason why you're saying this is why?
Because we need the Russians in these Olympics for their sex appeal, for their virility, for their manhood. I had wood chips in the back of my head.
All right, look. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Let me take one more phone call here. Mark, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I don't know who she reports for now, but she's a disgrace to her trade.
I'll tell you what,
you got no business talking about a man with the integrity and character of a Ronald Reagan in the same sentence that you say your own name. You're a disgrace to your trade.
I beg your pardon. I'm a journalist. I've been practicing journalism for some 23 years.
Well, you must be practicing on the Jerry Springer Show.
Well, what is the problem? Ronald Reagan was the last president we had during the Cold War. It's a sore spot with the Russians. Let them have their face slap.
You know what? You're an absolute disgrace.
You're asking that a man with Alzheimer's be wheeled out in front of the world and have Putin slap him across the face.
Well, it was a slap to their face when he took down the Berlin Wall, wasn't it? See, Mark, you need to know a little history here. We slapped their face when we took the wall down.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you move over there?
Guess you're going to think this is crazy. I telegrammed President Reagan when the wall came down, and I said, the least you can do, if you're asking them to take their wall down, why don't you take your pants down and at least embarrass yourself a little bit?
Why is everything a quid pro quo? They're embarrassed, we're embarrassed.
He'll just think it's a he'll just think it's a game of patty cake, Phil. He won't even remember it. You know what I'm saying? What?
He'll think it's a game of patty cake.
Right. Patty cake, patty cake. And then whap, right across the face. I think it's wonderful. And I think... Oh, that's the music. Is it time for me to go?
Yeah, it's time for you to go.
Goodbye, everyone!
Margaret Gray's Olympic Notebook
has been brought to you by the Phil Hendry Show website. Get all of the wonderful audio from the Phil Hendry Show on his website. Only $6.95 a month. I personally don't think it's worth it, but I think...
Oh, get out of here. 1-800-449-8686.
Bye-bye from all the polygamists in Utah.
The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret, we really don't have a lot of time.
Phil, I think you owe it to me. I wanted to describe, so people know that I'm not being, harsh for no reason. I want to describe the relationship I had with Igor.
Now, this is the Russian weightlifter that you had sex with in 1988, right?
Sex? We had a glorious 4 days together in the Olympic Village.
All right, you had an affair with Igor, the Russian weightlifter.
Yes. Phil, I don't know why you're not letting me...
Go ahead and describe it.
Well, I have the tape that I sent over to Craig.
What's this a tape of, Craig? No, Margaret, no.
I think it's necessary.
We are not going to play a tape of you and a guy named Igor having sex.
I think it's necessary. You have vilified me. Allow me to communicate to the American women that are listening how deep my passion runs for the Russian people, because my passion runs deep for the Russian men. Please, Phil.
Go ahead.
I remember Igor. By the way, Phil, I'm going to be publishing this as Memories of Igor.
That's great.
I remembered the 4 days that I had with Igor there in the Olympic Village. Strong yet tender. He slowly disrobed. I looked at him. I had a mixture of fear and desire. Nothing so massive had ever fallen across my eyes.
All right, roll the tape, Craig.
You bitch! Where is Moose and Squirrel?
Oh, I don't know where Moose and Squirrel is. Igor just... Oh,
bitch! Moose and Squirrel!
I don't know! You animal. And where is he now? I don't know where Igor went. But Phil, I can...
Wait. Hold. Kill it. What was that?
That's me and Igor having sex.
Where is Moose and Squirrel?
Because that got him off. I don't know.
Get out of here. You bitch, where is Moose and Squirrel? Okay, anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. All right, on yesterday's show, Bobby Dooley called an emergency meeting. By the way, the voice of Margaret performed by me and the voice of Bobby Dooley in this next bit performed by me. The caller, a real caller to our show. Bobby was talking about how there isn't a racist bone in her body, but that she needed to explain to white people that there wasn't anything bad or shocking about a black person winning a medal in the Winter Olympics.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Hi.
Yes.
I find it very offensive. Quit saying and let me talk, please.
I
find it very offensive
to you.
For you to put it to me. I'm white, and I find it very offensive.
You're white.
For you to, yes, I am.
Well, then why do you sound black?
I'm not black. Excuse me.
Yeah, a lot of
I'm
black
very
people,
white.
A lot of blacks will call in and try to say they're white.
I'm not black.
All
I'm
right.
I'm white,
just...
and I'm proud to be white.
You sound very
anyway.
Afro.
Whatever.
Go ahead, Patricia.
I find it very offensive because you keep repeating yourself saying, I'm not prejudiced, I'm not prejudiced. But
I'm
you
not.
Are. That's
There's
all
a,
I hear.
There is not a racist bone in my body.
Yes, there is.
How do you...
You keep referring to them as black and Afro-American.
Well, what about the white?
What about the white?
Okay, I refer to them as the white.
So? But you keep saying... You find it you think
African.
It's a big deal that they won something?
Mm-hmm. I do not.
I'm surprised that they
I
haven't...
I think it
that
is absolutely...
They are good at what they do. And let me tell you something, lady.
You know, Patricia,
you
may
are
be...
very, very prejudiced.
Well, you might not be black, but... You are speaking with some kind of speech impediment.
I have a cold.
Well, I think it's a speech impediment.
It's a cold.
Mr. Henry, are you taking up for her or me?
Oh, will you get off of the way she sounds, please?
First of all...
God, and what do you mean, Negafrican?
That is the technical term.
What is?
Negafrican is the technical term on it.
It's wonderful that they won something in the Olympics. I'm surprised they haven't. I have not been following the Olympics, but I will say this. I thank God that they did.
I think it's wonderful, too, Patricia.
No, you don't. Because why did you call an emergency meeting?
Because
if
the other white...
You felt threatened.
because many of your whites might not understand. All right?
You keep referring, the whites don't understand. You keep putting us in the category with you. You are the one who don't understand.
Let me tell you that Steve and I have given our lives to helping understanding between the races. We have come up with a term that
then
is going to make it easier.
Then if you have spent your whole life doing this, why do you keep
what is
referring
this?
To them like you have?
I got a fax here. Neg Afro-Can American. What is that?
That's combining Negro, Afro, and African.
Neg Afro-Can American combines Negro, Afro, and African.
And that helps us pronounce it.
We are all one race.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is no
white,
it's the black, yellow,
it's the
orange.
Brotherhood
We're
of
all
man.
American.
It is the brotherhood of man. And
so
we are Americans.
Anyone who watches the Olympics and finds it shocking that a black person won, they have to look at themselves.
All we
and
are
say,
trying,
we,
Patricia, all but, we're trying to say is a husky black woman in the back
good.
Of a in the back
and,
of a sled.
And that's a better thing.
But
she's
wait
a woman.
Second. A
you
very large black woman in the back of a sled going 110 miles an hour can be frightening to whites.
Why?
Well, think about it.
That's right. Think about it.
Think about what? They
she's a husky black woman going 110 miles an hour.
They do a lot for the
that
community.
That is scary.
It is not scary.
It is frightening to me.
You find it scary.
You find it scary. A husky black woman going 110 miles an hour in a sled frightens white people.
It frightens
Imagine
you.
That. Think about it. If you just go outside your chalet and you see a black person go by fast, wouldn't you be scared?
No.
Bill Henry. Flashback.
What's a chalet and what is a chateau? And, you know, what's a Hofbräu? These are all things that you'd only know if you were in snowbound countries. I guess. Okay. That was Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley and their whole Neg Afro-Can idea, which I don't think is going to take off. However, Canada and the United States fired shots at one another for 60 minutes during the women's hockey match yesterday. By the way, the United States has defeated Russia in hockey, and that means it's going to be U.S. and Canada this weekend for the men's gold medal. But the sniping didn't stop at the buzzer on Thursday. Gold medals in hand, the victorious Canadians took aim at the biased officiating of the American referee and accused Team USA of abusing the maple leaf before the game began. I heard they laid it on the floor and stomped on it, said Canadian defenseman Geraldine Heaney. That's childish. If that's what motivates them, go ahead. It obviously didn't work this time. Alternate captain Haley Wickenheiser of Calgary got in her shot on national TV immediately following the game. I hear they had our flag on the dressing room floor, Wickenheiser told CBC. I wonder if they'd like us to sign it. The American players were adamant they didn't stomp on the maple leaf. In fact, forward Julie Chu said she was offended by the suggestion she and her teammates would stoop to such disgusting behavior. Maybe they used the rumor for motivation. Whatever gets them fired up, I guess. Well, hey, guess what, Julie? Whatever got them fired up worked. Whatever gets them fired up, I guess, but we definitely didn't do that. For anyone to suggest we would step on another country's flag, that's definitely not the truth. Well, true or not, it's yet another indication these teams have seen one another too many times under pressure situations. Contempt occasionally replaces the respect they have for each other as the two best teams in women's hockey. Haney, who played her last game, said the Americans have attitude. A lot of our players think they walk around cocky because they won the 8 games before the Olympics, said Haney. I just ignore it. Other people on the team react differently, and some go to great lengths to crawl under their opponent's skin. Before the final game, Wickenheiser said she felt the Americans would crack under the pressure before their home crowd at the East Center. After the Canadian victory, she claimed she was right. They came out very tentative, and we could all feel that. We could see the fear in their eyes. That description met with a snort from American coach Ben Smith. After they lost. So anyway, it's going to be the U.S. and Canada on Sunday. I don't know. I could get up for that, man. This is the time of year when I look for any excuse to get the suite over, crack the top off of some Don Julio, and try to get a little excited there in a billiard room with the TVs on, man. Football's over. There's nothing going on. What, do you want me to sit there and watch NASCAR? Yeah! You got to have a rebel flag. I'm not one of these guys that says NASCAR is for dumbasses and rednecks. How do I know? Because I like NASCAR, and I ain't no dumbass, and I ain't no redneck, not no far as I know. But it ain't the kind of sport that you bring the guys over and sit around the tube and, you know, pop a couple of brews and watch on TV. It doesn't work that way. So, football is my time of year. Well, ever since football, there's been nothing. Now, this, this is going to be great. I can get the suite over there, say about, what time's the game, Janice? Around 2:30? I'll get the suite over there about 11:30. We'll start cracking the Don Julio Blanco, knock down a few brews, have a couple of games of pool. By the time the game comes on, we're both blind on the floor in a puddle of vomit. It'll be great. Anything that is an excuse to get excited over a sporting event on the weekend, I'm big on televised sporting events. Otherwise, you're just sitting there drinking beers for no reason, and then you begin to feel like an alcoholic, and who needs that, right? Who needs the truth of that, huh? So the U.S. and Canada, and as I said last hour, I'm going to be rooting for the Canadians to beat the Americans. And the reason why I'm going to be rooting for the Canadians to beat the Americans is when we lose, we're such poor losers, we bitch and moan about it, and it's neat to watch us squirm. When the Canadians lose, they're such good sports, they just go, well, you know, it's been kind of a good season, who gives a sweet Jesus? And they just go home, and they strap on a plow, and they tell the missus to put on a pot of coffee, and they go ahead and they plow what's left of the North 40. And they're all good losers, and they're really sweet about it. And who wants to beat up a team like that? It's no fun, right? We're not going to run around and go, we beat Canada. No. The cool part will be when Canada spanks us on Sunday, which is what I will be rooting for. Now, am I saying that to be controversial? Am I saying that to get a rise out of you? Frankly, I don't care what you think. I'm just saying that because I want to have some fun on Sunday. I don't want the predictable American victory. Look, we're in the middle of a world war. This is a bad time to be having Olympic events anyway. I mean, this is a bad time to be having the Olympics. Everybody hates everybody's guts. Everybody's on edge. Everybody suspects everybody else of blowing something up. They didn't have the Olympics during World War II. Maybe they shouldn't have the Olympics during this war on terror. There's some very good reasons for this. Look at the stuff that's been going on ever since this thing started. The Russians don't trust us. The Canadians didn't get their medal. The Koreans are jumping all over top of our skaters. And they're a bunch of dirtbags, too. And who could ever trust those slant-eyed freaks? And then, you know, what else is going on? We don't know. They're blood doping. Weren't they? Didn't they think there's some cross-country skiing blood doping controversy going on? And why is that? Why are the Russians blood doping? Why do the Russians even need to win? What, are they going to get the big McDonald's Moscow endorsement? Look, I can understand the Americans wanting to win. That means a little ching-ching. You know, you get the Wheaties box. What are the Russians going to get? Ain't no Wheaties box over there. Just that big hero thing, and, you know, they're marching through Red Square with a missile, but they don't even do that anymore because they ain't commie. So what are they going to do? You know?
Hello, I'm Vladimir Voskraft for a Kentucky Fried Chicken Kiev. Come on out. Have it your way at Burger King. Moscow style. Come to Moscow. Burger King. Good burger.
All right, cut. Look, Yuri, if you want to make the big commercial dollars, we're going to... Ooh, boy. Oh, man. Can we blood test him again, see if he's human and not an ape? I'm just kidding, Yuri. Just go ahead and sit down.
But what do you want me to?
All right, look, first of all, just don't talk. That's for starters. Makeup. Come on, the Russian's sweating again. All right, go ahead.
This Yuri Boska for Russia team. Eat burger, czar. He's going to...
Whoa. No czar, king. Not burger czar, burger king. Take two.
This Yuri... I had sex with Margaret Dre. Phil Henry Show.